Hi, everyone. Morning. Oh, sorry, I will put this one here. Well, it's a pleasure to be with all of you today. Honestly, it's a pleasure to worship with all of you. So let's open our Bibles and let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, and we will read from verse 25 through to 31. Let's read. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created this. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's a movie in my infancy that I liked a lot. That movie was Rocky. If you don't know the movie, let me explain it to you a little bit. This guy was a boxer. He was unknown till he once fought with the champion, and he became champion. It is a movie of quite like superation. And honestly, when you see the movie, you feel like I can do all things. Or at least that's how I felt. However, one of the characteristics of Rocky was that their enemies hit him all the time. All the time. And when we thought that he would be defeated, he was quite like empowered. Again and again and again. And he won. And that's in all the movies. Like a hero, he had a strength from nowhere. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. We are not Rocky, of course. And I'm not here to talk to you about some self-superation. But I am here to talk to you about how we can have strength. I have titled the message of today, You Need a Big God. And we will have 2 points. My first point will be the Holy God, and my second point will be his distrusting people. So let me begin with my first point, the Holy God. This point will be short, but will be quite dense. So let me read at verse 25 that says, To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him? Says the Holy One. The name Holy One is very important in the book of Isaiah. Actually, the name Holy One of Israel appears 25 times in this book. So it's very important for him. A very simple definition of what means to be a holy one is that to be holy is to be separated from everything. Everything unclean and everything that is a creature. In other words, to be holy is to be other. Is not to have a comparison. That's why Isaiah, or the Lord, says, To whom will you compare me, that I should be like him? That's the point. God is holy, so he has no comparison. He's in another realm. He's the Holy One. But look how the Lord continues saying to his people in verse 26, lift up your eyes on high and see who created this. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he's strong in power, not one is missing. That's amazing, isn't it? And this is an interesting scene. The Lord says to his people to look at the stars. Lift your eyes, my people. Look at the stars. See their beauty. See their immensity. See how far they are. Have you looked up the stars when they are shining a lot? It is a very beautiful and immense picture, isn't it? Now, the Lord asks, think, who created these things? Who sustains them? Who knows each one by name? Who is the one who gives them light to shine? Who is the one who makes them beautiful? Of course, the answer is me, the Lord. Can you see it? The Lord wants his people to see the creation in order that they can see his immensity, his power, his beauty. Is it not beautiful, my brothers, to go around the street here in Mallorca and to see the sun and to think God is more shining than the sun? Or even, is it not awesome to go on a plane and to see the earth and all the sea and to think how small I am? Look at the stars, Israel. And now tell me, who created these things? That's the question of the Lord. But he really wants that his people knows that he is awesome, as we have seen just a moment. In verse 28, the Lord says, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. This is God. And this is our God. He is eternal. He had no beginning. He has no end. He created everything that exists and sustains everything. He is so powerful, so powerful, that he does not faint or grow weary. God does not become tired, brothers, like us. We acquire more strength by going to gym or doing sports. But God does not do that. He's all powerful. God knows everything. We acquire more knowledge by studies, right? God does not do that. God knows everything. Everything. His understanding is unsearchable. We cannot even comprehend that. And if all that I am saying to you is true about God, and it is, you and I have a big God. Big God. And that led me to my second point. He's distrusting people. As we have said, God is a big God, right? But his people is not so awesome as our God. Let's face the reality. His people are a distrusting people. That's true. That's us. And we will see that his people is a tired people also. The Lord says to his people in verse 27, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? That's a question of the Lord to Israel. And the people of God sometimes are in victory and other times are in distress. Here they are in distress. They begin to doubt. They begin to think that God has abandoned them. They think that God does not know, that God does not care for them. They begin to say, my way is hidden from the Lord. He does not know my path. He does not know what I am passing through. My right is disregarded by my God, they say. My problems are not important for God. He's so awesome, so far, that he has disregarded my problems. He does not care for me. That's sometimes how his people think. And maybe you are going through a bad moment, a moment of suffering, a moment of not knowing what to do, a moment of difficulty. Maybe that's you. And you began to ask, God, where are you? Are you here? Are you caring for me? Where are you, God? Is my way disregarded for you? My dear brothers, maybe this question is for you in verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Why did you say that, Jacob? This is a question of the Lord for you.